Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, the story just went up on InfoWars.com. You saw MSNBC a few months ago say in promos, your children belong to the government and the state. You've seen the California argue in federal courts that parents should have no, parents, period, should not be the guardians. It's the state now and all the perverts that work at the state. New Jersey Supreme Court. State can seek custody of a child without evidence of abuse. Look at that ruling. New Jersey has got so many good people and listeners there. We have just massive listenership, but I just see more evil and more bizarreness and more corruption out of New Jersey. I mean, it is a government, well, it's not an armpit, it's something worse. It's a government rear end where they just crap all over everybody. I'm sorry, but that's what they're doing. And it says the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled this week that authorities, not servants, they're the authorities, we do it all for your safety, can seek custody of a child even where there is no evidence of abuse or neglect. My goodness. And in Germany, they're taking the kids of homeschoolers and Christians. I had lunch or breakfast with people from Denmark, and I looked up their case. It's a famous case. In fact, I've got their cards somewhere. I meant to get them on. And they're Christians that tried to homeschool, so they called them terrorists and took a bunch of their kids. I mean, it's just the state is a cult. It's a cult, man. We're all in danger. The case involved a divorced Camden County mother of nine-year-old twins. 2007, she asked New Jersey to visit Child Protective Services for help, claiming she was unable to care for the girls who had psychological and developmental difficulties and needed to be placed in residential care. Yeah, your kids are so damaged from all the chemicals and biologicals in the food and water, you just give them to the state. And in the future, they're going to euthanize them. That's what they're moving for. By the way, you think I'm kidding. That's on record, the plan. You can turn them over to the division for help, but it may come with a cost, says Diane Austin, Executive Director of Statewide Parent Advocacy. And it goes on to say that now the state will take them whenever they want. It could end with an award of custody to the division for at least 6 months, maybe even longer. And it just goes on. They're saying there doesn't need to be any evidence you're a bad parent. The state wants your kids. But the ruling can be used against people that don't want their kids taken. The article goes on. And it's just going to get worse and worse. People go, but that's tyranny. That's right. You don't stand up, the worst people get in charge. And then they get replaced with people that are even more vicious and wicked and twisted and inventing new evils. They run around continually inventing new forms of wickedness. There's a Bible verse. We've got to search the Bible verse. It's a Bible verse inventing new forms of evil. Or running around continually inventing new forms of wickedness. I want the exact quote. Thanks. Let's go to a clip of the MSNBC promo that they ran hundreds of times and are still running, saying your kids belong to them.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And the idea is, hey, don't take care of your kids, we will. Hey, most of your kids got neurological disorders? We're not going to ask why that happened. We did it to them. We're going to take them from you. And now they're saying kill kids up to age 3 if they're autistic. That's the Journal of Bioethics. Slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. And what was put that back up for me. I'm going to give the verse. Romans 1:30, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the New International Version. Where's the King James? King James always says it best. But there you go, my friends. There you go. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Why not just get rid of the parents? The state comes to your kids and says, hey, little kid, we'll be your friend. And the kids always beg later. Then it's too late.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is leading to the freeway. Its fashion will ride.
Well, Harvard has come out and said, guess what? It's causing autism in a big national decade-long study. It's mercury. They don't say where it's coming from. They say maybe diesel fumes. Oh, maybe something they can tax, but never the mercury in the vaccines. And here's another report, Technology and Collective Action, the Effect of Cell Phone Coverage and Political Violence in Africa. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. And here's a new ruling by the New Jersey Supreme Court. The CPS can take your children with no evidence of neglect or abuse. You thought it was bad that, you know, they come to your house because a neighbor saw your kids playing in the backyard. You see those cases, and you invite them in, and they say they see dirty plates in the sink. Of course, you go to a CPS facility, they're like abusing the children. There's dirt everywhere. They're locking them up in basements. That's okay, though. But not even a dirty plate now. We just want to take your kids. Disappeared, off with their heads, you know, for their safety. Take them away. NDAA, take you away. Spy on you without warrants. Why not? It's for your safety. $85 billion a month to foreign banks. Congress is told they won't be told specifically who gets it. That doesn't sound like a heist. $85 billion a month now for a year and a half. Before, it was $40 billion a month before that. That's just one way they're stealing. Last number I saw in Bloomberg was $47 trillion in banker bailouts the last 4 years. It's really 5 years, but we haven't got a number in a year. Gee, wonder why they want tyranny. $47 trillion stolen, not even our debt, but everything's fine. We're going to talk about some positive news, though, and it shows the fighting spirit of six plaintiffs. One of them is here in studio with us, who went to the Supreme Court and won the big landmark case last week. Then you can't patent genes and then block people from getting treatment with their own genes. We own our bodies. What does this mean to Monsanto trying to patent plant genes and virus RNA? This is a big victory for sanity, as Mike Adams put it. And we're going to be going over that here in a moment. But first, here is the new expanded breakdown trailer for the new film we are selling, the exclusive distributors right now, at InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind.
InfoWars.com, because there's a war on for your mind. That has been my maxim since we started InfoWars.com back in 1996, because there is a war on for all of our minds. Advertising is a basic form of propaganda, but there are dozens of other types of even more sophisticated. And most of the public is not even aware that this is happening. The new documentary film, State of Mind, is incredibly well done and goes over the history, goes over the crimes, goes over the things that have been committed by our government and other governments and how that system is now being deployed against us today. It is such an important documentary film, and it's vital that everyone see it so that people be aware of the fact that manipulation of our psyche is indeed going on. In fact, this film is so important, it's so key that the general public who is sleeping see it, that I'm doing something we've never done before when we offer a new film, and that is offer another free film with it. Because it's important to know who controls the brainwashing and programming system in the mainstream media. The private, globalist-controlled Federal Reserve. The animated film, An American Dream, documents in a compelling but also humorous fashion how the private families that control the Federal Reserve took over our world. It's key to understand that they are using the technology of mind control to dumb down and keep the general public in the dark. And that's why for a limited time, when you order State of Mind, the full-length documentary film at InfoWars.com, you will get American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time, absolutely free. Two films, one price, exclusively offered at InfoWars.com.
Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
Barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
In the CIA, scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun. Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control. par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at InfoWars.com.
We are in an info war. And that's why I am promoting and distributing the film State of Mind. So for a limited time, when you get the new documentary film, State of Mind, at InfoWars.com, you will get the animated historical documentary, The American Dream, absolutely free. A powerful combo guaranteed to expand your awareness and wake up your friends and family. Pre-order State of Mind today, exclusively available at InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Secure this powerful tool in the fight for liberty at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you get State of Mind, you will also get the animated documentary historical film, American Dream, absolutely free. And you'll be supporting InfoWars.com and our media operations as we attempt to expose the globalist at a higher level. And you'll also be supporting independent filmmaking and the great work of these filmmakers. Now is the time to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Now is the time to declare war against every form of tyranny over the mind of man, as Thomas Jefferson said. Because tyranny starts in the mind, and breaking that tyranny also starts in the mind. Get this documentary today, exclusively offered at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com, because there is a war on for your mind. And speaking of a war on for your mind and taking action, Jhené Girard is a hero. She's one of the six plaintiffs in the last 2.5 year battle against some of the biggest biotech companies out there. And they're not getting money. They weren't plaintiffs for judgments. She wanted to be able to get this test for breast cancer and was unable to get it. And she has been basically the poster child, the person willing to work the hardest so that justice be served to America and the rest of the world. And last week they had the ruling. And here's the ruling right there. It's the size of a good-sized town's phone book. And her Facebook is Jhené.Girard. And Twitter, Jhené Girard, just twitter.com/Jhené Girard. And YouTube is Beyond the Booby Trap, and she joins us here today. We're going to break here in a few minutes. You're in Austin tonight. We're honored to have you. Congratulations. It shows that justice can prevail and that all is not lost. So tell people in a nutshell about the case and about the ruling.
Well, basically, this happened just recently, and in the Supreme Court, this case went all the way up from federal to the Supreme Court. What that means is that women everywhere will now be able to get the BRCA1 and BRCA2 breast cancer test, and it won't cost $3,600. They believe that now the monopoly is broken, the test will drop to about $150. So now Myriad is prevented from actually owning a part of the body. So what that means for the whole U.S. is that all the other companies that were getting ready to patent genes, which was about 22 in the queue, those biotech companies can't patent other parts of the body that revolve around hearing loss, MLS, eyesight. So there are a bunch of medical.
Yeah, they could patent a treatment, but you can't patent the body.
That's right, but they did. So this overturns that.
Wow. It's like Monsanto's told companies, okay, you found our chemicals and things in the honeybees. You can't do a test. We own that chemical in the bee.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. One of the judges made a lot of sense when he said, you can pluck a leaf off of the tree, but it's still fundamentally part of the tree. It's the same thing. You can bring your DNA or a piece of the DNA, out of the body, but it's still part of the body.
Well, that's what Monsanto's doing, is they go take corn, they change it, then it infects everything, and then when they infect your crop, and it's then they come after you, and the court rules it's okay, because they own the judges. But this is a big deal to them, too.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
This is one of the biggest Supreme Court rulings, positive ones, I've ever seen in my lifetime. I mean, you've got to really feel good. When that ruling came down, what did it feel like?
I was ecstatic. I mean, I put probably, myself and the other five plaintiffs have been a part of this for over 2.5 years, and we had 150 friends of the court which was a lot of medical associations and people that wanted to block, you know, this genetic patenting. So it was a really big deal. It was exciting to be a part of history.
Well, it's good to know they're showing a little bit of justice. Let's talk about the ruling itself. I mean, I know you've gone over it and you've been inside this. I mean, to help us understand what this means on the other side, we have a real hero, folks.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gerard, the really lead plaintiff of six amazing women who sued over having their genes patented and being told they couldn't test for a proclivity to develop certain types of cancer. I mean, look, I could ask a lot of questions here. All I can say is I don't get excited about being around a Hollywood star or a sports person who I'm not already, you know, into or whatever, just because they're famous or something. To me, being around somebody that took action, did the right thing against the odds, and did something for humanity, that is exciting, Jhené. Jhené Girard, again, is just an example to us all. Where should we start? Getting into the ruling, what you went through, what happened, what this means?
I think maybe a little bit of background about, you know, what happened to me and why I took the test. You know, I was in my 30s, and basically what happened was I took the test after I was diagnosed to try to find out what my odds were. And when you get tested for the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, if you test positive for BRCA1, you're at a higher chance of a reoccurrence for breast cancer. If you test positive for BRCA2, then that means you're at a higher risk for not only breast cancer, but ovarian cancer. So when I tested positive for BRCA2 at 38, and I was divorced and I hadn't had children, that meant that my biggest odds in my favor would be to go ahead and get a double mastectomy and my ovaries out. Well, that's why I wanted the second opinion. But Myriad Laboratory would not run the test again. They refused. And so I couldn't get a second opinion. So I had to make decisions, very, you know, life-felt decisions based on that one test in my 30s. So that was a really, really big deal. There were other women in the case. One, they wouldn't accept her insurance. So she
even if you have the money, they won't take it. I mean, yeah. Exactly. It's just like how many, and they patented our genes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just really hard because I was trying to make the best decisions for myself. And, you know, at that time, there were other companies that were able to run the test, including Syracuse University, but Myriad would slap a cease and desist order on anybody that would run that test. So you didn't have many options. Also, what was frustrating...
Boy, do they look bad now.
Yeah. The other terrible thing was Myriad requires you to watch a video, and that video was very forceful on you know, scare tactics to try to get you to take the test. So literally they play this video and it's horrible. I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a scare tactic.
And they sure lobbied to try to suppress this. I brought up Angelina Jolie to you, mm-hmm. who I politically don't, you know, don't really like. But the larger issue is, why is breast cancer exploding? Why is there never a discussion about that? Why don't we find out what's causing it to increase? Because the genes are there, but it means when this environment changes, the proclivity goes up. Yes, part of it's genes, nature, but most of it is environment and nurture.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree that we're not, I don't think our energies are in the right direction, really. I mean, I, you know, as somebody that has people that are, you know, dying around them, you know, at young ages, it's very frustrating.
Well, it's scary. I've got daughters, I've got a wife, I've got a grandmother who opted not to, she has breast cancer for like the last 6-7 years. It's been growing slowly. They pressured her to, you know, do that, but she looked at the numbers and talked to her older doctor and decided not to do it. But, you know, it's frightening for men because we love our women. Sure. And no, you look at the graph, it's going straight up. My daughters, knock on wood, if we don't find out what's doing this, it's the glyphosate. So what do you think is increasing the breast cancer?
I think it's a number of things. I mean, our environment and just our food sources. There's so many different things. Sedimentary lifestyle. You know, it's a number of things.
Growth hormone in the food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bisphenol A. Estrogen mimickers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Big time. I think that the top version of tumors is ER positive, over 88%, I believe, now. So that's all estrogen driven. So
when girls are going into puberty at 7, it's going to accelerate the aging of the sexual organs. I mean,
we had over 219,000 women diagnosed last year with breast cancer total. So I mean, that's a huge number.
Yeah, I was looking. It's like up 3,000% in the last 50 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, let's never discuss why it's up, though.
I know.
So my issue is, I agree with women's right to have things removed if they want to. My issue is, they're only pushing that option. They're not saying, let's find out what's doing it.
I really believe that Big Pharma plays a huge role in this. And that, you know, if you look at how much the oncology drugs are out there, I mean, some of them are over $1,000 a vial, you know, just for a 30 ml vial. And if the more and more you look at it, I mean, that's one of the most illegal imported substances over cocaine right now is illegal oncology drugs because they make more money on them. So they'll cut a vial by, you know, a third and add sodium chloride that wouldn't give the patient a, you know, a reaction. And so they're bringing those across the border with a holograms that match the, you know, the...
Media. Incredible. I want to talk about the court ruling with this hero on the other side, Supreme Court ruling, saying you own your genes. I mean, this is justice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars Nightly News. Broadcasting worldwide, you have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. And I am your unapologetic host, Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get on the march, and we are getting on the march. A couple issues. She didn't even come here to plug this, but it's one of the top breast cancer books out there, and it educates people about all this. It's off the rack. Bookstores everywhere, off the rack. And I commend her for writing that. You can follow her on Twitter at Janae Girard, twitter.com/Janae Girard. And she has links to her Facebook right there. You can obviously follow us as well at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. We have links to our Facebook. And just throwing this in, I sell and promote what I believe in. It's a win-win-win. You vote with your dollars. The best gravity-fed filters out there. It's the water. It's the glyphosate. It's the sodium fluoride. It's the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the lead, the mercury, the radioactive isotopes. All the cancers are exploding. The autism from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50. The water is the biggest issue. And what I use for my family and what I use when I'm on the road is the ProPure water filtration systems. And we have them discounted. We're the biggest distributor in the world of it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off with promo code WATER on the ProPure Gravity Fed Systems. And they have the Pro One all-in-one filter that reduces the fluoride down to almost nothing and cuts out most of the other stuff. Read all the specs, InfoWarsStore.com. And like Bloomberg's like, look, he says they're poisoning the water, and then he sells water filters. Duh. I mean, I'm selling what I believe in, what I do personally. I mean, look up, just type in Harvard study fluoride. Bone cancer, soft tissue cancer, sevenfold increased bone cancer. Some of the soft tissue cancers, 15, 20-fold. Go look it up. Type in Harvard study. Fluoride. Yeah, there it is. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. Harvard. You know, we're talking 20-point IQ reductions. Read it. Read it. I'm saying take it out of the water. I'm saying stop these cities. I'm ranting. She's going to be on the nightly news tonight to really get into detail on all this. And we've got the whole Supreme Court ruling right here. You've got the floor, Janae. What are the other points people should know about where this is going, what you think's behind it, how big a deal this ruling is, what happened behind the scenes, and just how far-reaching this is? Because they say this affects Monsanto, everybody. This is a devastating victory that you've engaged in here.
It really is. It affects everybody in the country. You know, in the beginning, it was a little bit of a difficult uphill battle to educate everybody on what this was about, because no one really believed that our U.S. government allowed one company to patent a part of the body. But what this means is, because they declared it unconstitutional, that basically means that every other laboratory, every other bio company cannot basically patent a gene and make money off of it. Because it is a part of the body. So it is wide-reaching. You know, if you look at Myriad, for example, they would run 100 tests a day at $3,500. And they banked all of our breast cancer genes since they've been in existence. So, I mean, how does that retard research, you know? I mean, how do we know where instances of breast cancer are popping up, you know, more frequently? It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Monsanto used that, again, to block investigations of what they're doing.
Right, right.
Yeah, because when you patent that gene now, nobody can look at it.
That's right.
Oh, I tell you, well, talk about a cover-up. I mean,
yeah, it was.
Why do you think the Supreme Court did the right thing? They usually do the wrong thing nowadays.
Well, we had our fingers crossed, let me tell you. I think they felt, I think they felt a lot of pressure from the science community and the medical community especially.
And I think they want their kids to get these treatments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. So I think they were feeling a lot of pressure. And, you know, there was a Prometheus case just before this that was similar. And so, you know, they have to follow precedents. So, you know, I just really think they're feeling a lot of pressure on this one. Especially since there were about, you know, 20 to 22 genes that were in the queue to be patented. So,
and again, people go, hey, it's a free market and it's a company. And they didn't patent a treatment for something, which would be fine. We're all for, you know, funding whatever works. They are patenting your genes, my genes.
I agree with that. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, and so if they developed a system to be able to isolate a gene, you could patent that, you know, or trademark that system. That's one thing. But they were literally extracting a gene and calling it theirs. And so that's the difference.
That'd be like if somebody dug up gold and went and patented gold and said, now you can't have it. I own all the gold.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's asinine.
Right.
Wow. But what upset me is I've seen foreign courts and other courts had ruled they could do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad it got struck down.
Yeah. Yeah. I was extremely excited. You know, it's been an uphill battle for a lot of women. This opens up the door for more women to be able to get you know, testing done and be able to make wise decisions based on their hereditary disposition. Mine happens to be where I have cancer that runs in my family, so that's why I got the test originally. But
what did you decide to do after you did?
I went ahead and got a double mastectomy, and I went ahead and got an oophorectomy, which is my ovaries out.
I know that's a tough decision. I can't say what I would do. You know, my only issue is I'm concerned, though, because it's a double-edged sword. There's other lobbies in big medical that are now going to use this, you know, to scare women that have had the test. And like you said, their video was scary. And then, again, it'll all be about mitigating things instead of asking, because I understand that you're predisposed with the genetics, but it's other things that then turn that on and accelerate that, because people have the genetics you had before, and this wasn't happening in anywhere near these numbers. So my concern is that, okay, now we say we own our genes, this is a big victory, but now they're just going to move in and make money the other way. I mean, I want to like reverse this. I don't want to find the cure, which they're never going to really find. I want to find why it's happening and stop it.
I agree with you. I'd rather do that than throw drugs at it. You know, I mean, let's figure out what's causing these issues and go after it. I mean, I've got people in my group, my breast cancer group, that are marathon runners that have been in shape and eating well all of their lives. And like they're coming down with it, you know, in their 20s and 30s. It's a total epidemic. It's crazy.
Yeah, you can. Again, there's different types of breast cancers, obviously, but 3,000% increase in the last 50 something years is a low number. I mean, some pediatric cancers are up over 10,000%. And kids didn't used to get cancer. Now it's epidemic. And then you go to third world countries. None of them have this in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's the glyphosates literally turn on cancer. I mean, it's amazing, all the studies on that. Then you add in the fluoride and the toxins and the GMO.
Well, there's another problem, too, that people don't talk about. The doctors push the tests. So the doctors were pushing the Myriad test without any other options. So they weren't behind changing it either.
Oh, they're making money.
Yeah. So that was a big problem.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It's disgusting. I mean, my dad, you know, went to medical school, and they were told you're supposed to give a third of your services for free. There's no government involved. Mm-hmm. You just do that. And now most doctors don't do that. And then he's the type of minority doctor that does, so he has lines around the block. And then, you know, he tries to get clinics and people give him discounts to help poor people. They just won't do it. It's so cold-blooded.
Yeah, it is. It is. And to think, too, like a number of the women that I know that were, you know, trying to get the test run that didn't have insurance, they're sitting around waiting to try to, you know, get a grant or something like that. And, I mean, that's ridiculous. You don't have time to, you know, sit around and wait when you have cancer to try to make decisions.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a move politically to destroy the stock of that company as a political protest, because, you know, that would be a good lesson to these like Bayer Pharmaceutical that knowingly had HIV and hepatitis and the factor VIII, you know, hundreds of thousands of people ended up getting it and dying.
I know.
And they didn't even get in trouble. I mean, these companies are sick.
Yeah.
These are sick people.
Yeah, they really are. Yep. I've had firsthand experience.
And then if there's no charity out there or no goodwill, just pure greed, then the government comes in as the charity group, but they're run by the same people.
Yeah.
It's like there's no way out. Well, you're going to go do the nightly news here, and after you walk out of this live radio show, you'll probably think, oh, I wish I would have covered that. What else do you want to impart to people?
I just want people to know that, you know, to stay aware and to, you know, to listen and really pay attention to what's going on. Because, you know, a number of people weren't paying attention to what was going on in their own medical community. And they were shocked by the Supreme Court ruling. They had no idea what was going on. And so just to really stay educated about what is going on and stay on the pulse with shows like yours, you know, that where they can see what's going on and make a difference. They can speak out and they can, you know, rustle feathers and create a ruckus. So I think that's very important. People don't need to be sheeple. They need to get out there and make a difference.
To understand the magnitude of this case, because I want to get briefly into some of the other aspects that you've talked about with the lawyers and all the hundreds of amicus briefs that were brought in by medical groups and people that really want to move things forward. If you patent a gene, you lock down all of the research around that gene and treatments and things, which, again, the insiders are still going to move to an offshore base like Singapore, which they've been doing, and only use it for themselves. But it's good to see progress went out. You know, the genie's out of the bottle. People, that's my hope. People are really going to demand progress, and that's what's going to lead us into a cleaner industrial age, you know, lead us to the stars. I mean, that's the answer, is in the stars. And that greater potential, I mean, that's what I fear, not my own physical death. I fear the death of the species or not reaching that incredible potential. I just have a dream for everybody else that's going to come after us, like my ancestors had a dream. But you have helped by taking action, one of the first people to, you know, call for this. I know you don't like to brag about yourself, but helping initiate a lot of this. If you wouldn't have done this, they would have probably gotten some bad case law and gone, this is a big deal that now we can study genes and try to help people instead of these companies locking them down for themselves. That is... It's not even about them saying we own the gene. It's about saying nobody else can look at this. That is a war against progress.
It's a monopoly. It's a total monopoly. It's a monopoly of the human body.
That's a huge ruling.
Yeah, it is.
Have you had a chance to read it all yet?
I've read some of it. You know, I've read quite a bit of it. A lot of it's legal jargon that is a little out there, but... It's pretty amazing.
I read the synopses and talked to some of the constitutional lawyers. They say it's good.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised. I was looking for some sneakiness in there. I'm telling you, everybody at the Supreme Court and the government, everybody else and the NSA, you're going to destroy all our futures if you don't start doing the right thing on every front. Okay? That's what we need to do, and stop letting fat cat monopoly insiders ruin our world through fraud. I'm all for profit. I'm a libertarian. But these people are the opposite of that. They are the problem.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about on the nightly news tonight, Janae?
Well, I'd like to talk about the ruling, but I'd also like to talk a little bit about my experience and how it affected me and how it affects, you know, all women and just how excited we are and how the change is going to come down the pipeline, what that looks like.
Yeah, I don't feel like I should apologize to Angelina Jolie, but almost seeing the press coverage of her, you know, some people saying, hey, she's working, you might be working with these companies trying to make money. I never went there, but it's almost like I get mad at her because of some of the things she's done, being a warmonger in the name of peace and pushing globalist agendas. Maybe she's a useful idiot. But then I look at what it would take. I don't think it would be a lobbying or money issue, and there was no evidence of that, for her to have her breasts removed. I think that shows, with her mother dying young at 50-something, the horror a woman's going through of, you're going to probably, you know, 90% chance or whatever, get this cancer, and going and doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely fear-driven, and you know, I believe it's a very personal choice, you know, per situation, per woman, to make that decision. But yeah, the fear when you've got multiple, you know, people in your family that have been diagnosed, it's pretty scary because sometimes you can live day to day just, you know, dreading. Some people decide to get more proactive about mm-hmm. getting their, you know, tests, like their mammography and things like that. And then some people just say,
well, that's been linked to causing it, too.
Yeah. Well, some people just say, hey, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with the fear, and this will reduce my, you know, my chances by a significant amount.
You said that they fear-mongered, you know, in that video that they make you watch before you get the test. Knowing what you know now, would your decisions have been any different now?
Probably not. I'm pretty confident in the decisions that I made.
Yeah. I tell you, it's again, my wife's mother had breast cancer, and she's got it in her family. And it really is horrifying. It's like a Grim Reaper hanging over your head. That, you know, and again, it's happening to men with testicular cancer, other things, mm-hmm. and everybody's just dying and getting sick. I mean, here's the deal. I've got all the documents. They're doing this on purpose. Let me just give you the big inside scoop. And it's slow genocide. If the Nazis mowed somebody down, people learn to resist. But if it's slow and then they make money in the whole Rockefeller medical system off sucking it out of you during the process, this is how they're taking over society. And I'm sure you've heard about the medical experiments, the secret stuff the government's mm-hmm. done. You know, there's some well-known stuff I talk about. Atomic soldiers, foster kids getting radiated, black men syphilis, mm-hmm. Tuskegee. But that's nothing. I mean, those are horrible cases, but nothing compared to larger programs. Mm-hmm. Like they ordered 220-something chemical weapons dumps blown up in Iraq mm-hmm. and told everybody, take your mask off. because I knew the detectors were going to go off. They couldn't control the bureaucracy of the Army, but they still ordered it and tell them, oh, it's a false alarm. And then some numbers are 50-plus thousand troops have died from it. They've done autopsies. It's nerve gas. Mm-hmm. Now, why would they want to do that to our troops? But for just, well, why?
Yeah.
I mean, why would they say, take your mask off? Why would they tell them it's safe around the World Trade Center? You know, don't worry, don't wear a breathing apparatus. Of course, I wouldn't believe the government. I said at the time, I said, send to a local church respirators day one. People were like, oh, shut up. Government says we don't need it. Why would they tell the firefighters and police it was safe? Because there's too many of us, you see. They see us as roaches. And I say, they're the roaches. They're the roaches that would act like this and do this to people. And I know what they're doing. And we just got to get over the point and realize that pediatric cancer did not exist. It was like they'd fly doctors all over the country to find a kid with cancer in the 50s. Yeah. It's everywhere now.
Well, and I think what people don't understand, instead of calling people survivors, I call them veterans. Because the stuff that we go through is like war. I mean, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, they poison you within 1/8 of your body weight of death. You know, it's like, I mean, the stuff that we go through, it's like, it's unbelievable that we even have, you know, are able to live, you know, mentally what we go through. Is
how about we bring them to justice? I have a book over there called Eco-Science by the White House Science Art. Do you know what it says in there?
Mm-mm.
It says, let's put stuff in the water to reduce population and sterilize people. See, he's not a very nice person. That's what I'm saying. We have to get to the next level of horror. We have to admit this program of soft kill is going on. And then they also just don't care. Other bad stuff going on, they just let it happen. Like, our government has thrown over 100 nuclear reactors in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Georgia and Alabama. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they just throw reactors in the ocean. They're crazy people. You're going on the nightly news. Jhené Girard, you're a hero. Thank you for having the courage to fight. And it paid off. You're an example to us all.
Thank you so much.
Final segment straight ahead with my review of the new Matt Damon technocratic dystopian film, Elysium.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Gill. vinegar that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. 1-800-960-9553.
You take a mortal man.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones writer, Michael Hastings, told the Pentagon he was going to do a puff piece. He didn't. He died in a car wreck, 33 years old. I'm sure there's no foul play. And I'm sure if anything happens to any other whistleblowers or people, it's no foul play. I'm sure if something happens to Edward Snowden, it's no big deal. Because the government cares about us all. They're real good people. Diet injections and injunctions will reduce us down to the state of sheep. And a revolt of the plebs would be as unthinkable as a revolt of the sheep against the practice of eating mutton, which is adult sheep. Wow, Ron Paul dropped some bombshells on air with us earlier today. That interview will be in the rebroadcast, the streams at Infowars.com/show. You can find the free podcast, the free downloads of the iPhone and Android apps. Please send out to your friends and family that link, Infowars.com/show. And sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter. If you want to have all sorts of important alerts and updates sent to you. I'm not going to get a long thing on this yet with Elysium. But this is the type of thing the globalists plan to set up. And it's a future where a technocratic elite via robots and drones control and dominate the general population. And they've got the new 3-minute trailer out. Paul Watson did an article, new Matt Damon movie reveals mankind's transhumanist destiny. The full article and trailer up on Infowars.com. Elysium, the super elite, centralizes technology process to achieve utopia for them, enslavement for us. And Matt Damon basically has been in a prison, then he gets put in a robot factory, and there's a radiation leak. He's going to die, so he decides to merge with the machines to try to get into Elysium. And it's about everybody wanting life extension technology that only the elite have. And this will be the story of the future by the makers of District 8. Let's start it from the beginning. Let's go ahead and roll part of this trailer for everybody, but the full video and trailer are up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
You can save everyone.
Matt DeCoster, 36 years old. Violation today at bus stop 34B.
What's in the bag?
Hair products, mostly.
Robots.
I'm just going to work.
Thank you, citizen.
No, thank you.
Immediate extension of parole duration by a further...
Wait, what? No.
Elevation in heart rate detected. Wouldn't you like a pill?
No, I am okay. Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic and or abusive?
Negative.
It won't be the year 2154. This is 25 years away. As the singularity accelerates... But it won't be off-world bases.
Ah, hello, madam.
It's command bases on Earth by national security grids. This is the official plan in your face. The question is it revelation of the method?
Removed.
Your cancer is 100% clear.
The undocumented ships are approaching Elysium airspace.
Shoot them down.
We're not going to let it get to this, though. They're going to release bioweapons to kill us first.
He's still stealing cars?
No. Since I got out, I've been trying to live a normal life.
He used to be a legend, and now what?
Rosa 34!
Humans building the robots that enslave them. He gets radiated. Robot comes in and gives him suicide pills.
In 5 days' time, you will die. Thank you for your service.
They can fix it on Elysium, man.
Max, I think I can help get you up there.
Hey, bring down the boom saw!
We can stop this future if we want to. But you're going to have to face the truth. It's the only way.
What did you do to me?
And there's a major debate within the elite going on right now whether they're going to kill everybody.
Their whole system.
All right, that's it. See you on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow live. Great job to the entire crew and to you, the listeners. Support the InfoWar. We're doing the best we can, and we're the best there is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.